Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today?
Hey, gentlemen.
The thing is that, sir, yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there was a suspicious order made for the online gift card, but the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that. So do you want to approve this order or you want to cancel it?
Cancel.
Sir, in this case, we have to generate a cancellation code for you. Once the cancellation code gets activated, then the order will get cancelled. So, the mobile phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
Hi.
The mobile phone which you have, you're going to generate the code on your phone. So, the phone which you have, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
It's an Android.
Alright, so you just simply open up your Google Play Store on the phone. Open up the Google Play Store on the phone.
Hang on.
Yeah, take your time and open it up. It will be a multicolor play button, Play Store, okay?
What is it?
It will be a multicolor, but it will be a multicolor play button, Play Store.
Now, what did you say at the start of the hearing properly?
Yeah, you have to open up the Google Play Store on the mobile phone.
Yeah, what was the refund for?
Yeah, we will refund you back that amount. But first of all, we have to generate the cancellation code. So just open up your Google Play Store, sir, on the mobile phone.
Hang on.
Yes, take your time. Are you on to the Play Store, sir? Hello?
Yeah, hang on, man. Hang on. Hello?
All right. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, I'm here. Take your time and open up the Google Play Store. And sir, do you know about the Play Store or should I help you out to find that?
Hang on, I'm doing it now.
Alright.
So what that one?
Yeah, type on the search panel letter A as in alpha, letter A.
Letter I?
Yes, then letter N as in New York, letter N.
Yeah.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then letter D as in doctor, letter D.
Yep.
Then E as in English, letter E.
Yep.
Then S for sugar, letter S.
Yep.
Then K as in kilo, letter K.
Yep.
And now just give a click on search.
This is any just download up.
Yeah, you just give a click on that install. Just install that AnyDesk remote desktop. Just give a click on install.
Okay.
And now it's downloading or it's showing you pending?
Yes, downloading.
Alright, and once do you see any option open, do let me know. And you are at your work right now, sir, or you're at your home?
Yeah, I'm at work at the moment.
Alright, so it won't take a long time, alright. We are going to start the cancellation procedure. So how much percentage is completed right now? Like 10, 20, how much, like what can you see on the screen? Do you see the download percentage?
Yeah, 96%.
Alright. And now it's showing you installing?
Yeah.
Alright, and now once you do you see the option open, just give a click on open.
Okay.
now what is showing it to you? Installing or is it showing you open?
Install.
Sorry?
Install.
What is showing you to install? Have you installed the AnyDesk remote desktop?
I can't. Control plugin.
Yeah, just give a click on install. Just give a click on install.
What is this for?
It is going to activate the cancellation code, alright. So no need to be worried. Just give a click on install.
Yes, install.
Alright, and now just press the back button and go back to the AnyDesk. Press the back button.
Hang on.
And now,
yep.
And now what can you see on the mobile screen, sir?
It's time the tutorial.
Yeah, just press anywhere on the screen, 3 to 4 times. Press on the blue area. And now do you see a 9-digit number come up?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me that number.
313.
313 then?
671.
679 then?
745.
It's 313-679-745, am I correct?
Yeah, correct.
And just beneath that, do you see any option like set password? Set password.
Yeah, set password, yeah.
Yeah, just give a click on set password. We are going to provide you a temporary password for canceling the order. So just give a click on set password.
Yeah, press it.
And now do you see, and just scroll down the page. Do you see any option like permission profile?
Interactive access.
Yeah, just beneath that. It is showing you permission profile, permission profile.
Yep.
Just give a click on that. And now do you see any option come up like full access?
Yeah, yep.
Just give a click on full access. And now do you see there will be a check box, enable unattended access on the second line. Do you see that?
What is it?
Unattended access. There will be a check box, enable unattended access. Just give a click on the check box.
In interactive access is over to in conversation.
Just beneath that, do you see that permission profile?
Yeah.
Just give a click on permission profile. And now do you see full access over there? Full access?
Hang on. Yep.
Just give a click on full access.
It says restrict access to your device for the following any access.
Yes. Yeah, and now you see over there, enable unattended access, there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access. Just give a click on enable unattended access, just give a tick mark on the checkbox. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, do you see that enable unattended access? Alright, just wait. So just tell me what you see on the mobile.
It's enabled.
Yeah, just give a click on that enable unattended access. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox and it's asking for a password, am I correct?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, the password code.
Yeah, if just put the password, all will be in lower cases and don't give a space. Type E as an English letter E. Have you written E?
What? Hello?
Letter E. Yeah, have you written letter E? E as an English?
Did you do the letter?
Now we have to do it, sir. You just bear with me for some time, sir. Now it's asking for the password, am I correct?
Yeah, what am I looking for?
mobile screen? Just tell me.
And information to enable inspector authentication.
Yeah, just give a click on that enable unattended access. Just give a click on that checkbox.
Okay, this enter verification code.
Alright, just wait, sir. Don't do anything right now. What we are going to do, we are going to activate this code. Alright, so you might get to see a fake secure on the page for providing you the refund. So once you will get to see any security warning on your page, do let me know. Alright, just wait. Sir?
Run. Hello?
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 Yeah, now you can hear me?
Yeah.
Alright, so just... Alright, so just do one thing. You just... you're on to the permission profile page, am I correct?
What happened?
What can you see on the mobile screen, sir?
This is enter verification code.
Alright, you just wait. You just be on that page. Don't close, just wait.
I should return to work.
Yeah, just wait, sir. It won't take a... Are wo kar nahi pa raha. Okay, this is permission profile, sir. This is permission profile.
Hang on. It's allowed the bosses to save login information for the CSP.
Just scroll down the page a little bit. You will get to see the option permission profile.
Access control.
Scroll down the page.
Yeah, it is access control list or
just scroll down the page. You need to go down.
Yes. Permission profile.
Yes, tap on permission profile. Have you clicked on it?
Can we do this later?
Sir, we are almost done, okay? We can't make it on hold anymore. Alright. Have you clicked on permission profile?
Yep, that's it. Difficult. Please share and full access.
Click on the third option, full access. Now this is a blank checkbox. It says enable unattended.
Yeah, it's password.
Okay, now I'm gonna give you the security password. You need to put it over there. You need to type each and every letters in lowercase. Nothing will be in uppercase. Okay. Type before.
Okay.
Type E as in Edward, letter E.
Yep.
B as in Bravo, letter B.
Yep.
A as in Alpha, letter A.
Okay.
Y for Yellow, letter Y.
Okay.
Number 7.
Number 7.
Number 8.
Hi.
Number 6.
6.
Number 0.
0.
Now tap on OK. Have you clicked on it?
Yep.
Now are you back to the permission profile?
Yeah, it says school access.
Now, there is a red option, it says close. Tap on close.
Yep.
Now, don't touch anywhere. Our server is going to verify your ID. Once you see any option coming up, it says start now. Then only click on start now. Before that, don't touch anywhere, okay? Just wait. Any option coming up, it says start now, please let me know, sir, okay? The server is verifying it. So don't touch anywhere, don't do anything on your phone, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
What is the proof?
It's a purchase of JB Hi-Fi gift card has been done under your details. It's a fraud purchase, okay, and we are helping you to cancel the charge. All right, and just wait for a moment. The server is verifying the ID. You will get to see a security now. And do you see any option? It says start now. Tap on start now. Do you see start now?
Yes.
Tap on start now, and then don't touch anywhere.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alright. Now look at the right, left-hand side top corner. There is a back arrow. Tap on that back arrow.
Yep.
Now what can you see on your screen?
Connection is stable. Established.
Okay, the server has verified your ID successfully. You know, press the home button from your end. Press the home button. Come back to the home page.
Yep.
Now open up your Play Store once again. Open up your Play Store.
Okay.
Alright. Okay. Now look at the right hand side top corner. You will get to see your name initiate on a circular icon. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see your name and phone number? Do you see your name and your email address over there, sir?
Yep.
Okay. So that's the email address which you use for most of your online activities, right? You use this one, right? For all your internet activity?
Yes.
Alright. Now press the home button and open up your settings. Press the home button and open up the settings.
Okay.
Are you on the settings?
What?
Alright. Now, you just scroll down the page, you will get to see an option, accessibility. Scroll down the page.
Yes.
Go down, you will get to see an option, accessibility.
What is it?
It's accessibility. Just look just below account, you will get to see an option, accessibility. Just below accounts. Look at the bottom. Just below accounts, you will get to see an option, accessibility.
Audio?
Yes, tap on that. Now, do you see any option? It says AnyDesk Control Service AD1. Give a touch on that.
Yeah.
Now, you need to make it on. Look at the right hand side. It's off. You need to make it on. You need to make on the control service and click on allow. You have to do the same thing with the another option. There will be a shortcut as well. You need to turn it on once you allow. Okay.
Yep.
Now press the home button, come back to the home page, and open the red app AnyDesk once again.
Okay.
Alright. Are you on the AnyDesk now?
Yep.
Okay. Now we'll get the security again. You need to give a click on start now, alright? Tap on start now, once you get to see that. Have you done that, sir?
Yeah, press down now.
Alright, now press the home button. Okay, don't press the home button, just wait. Don't press the home button, stay on the AnyDesk. You will get to see the start now again, alright? You need to give a click on start now. Once you're done, please let me know, sir.
Yeah, I'll press start now.
Alright. Now you can press the home button and just go back to the home page where you can see all your regular apps and icons.
What is it?
Are you back to the home screen? Can you see all your regular apps and icons? Okay. Now we have verified the cancellation. Now according to our server reports, sir, the transaction which has been done has been used by using your Westpac account. So you do check your statements on Westpac, sir? You do online banking with your Westpac?
What?
Do you do online banking with your Westpac?
Yeah.
Okay. So the way you check your statements, please check your statement. If you see any unknown or unauthorized transaction, even if it is a $1, please let me know, okay? I'm on the line with you. And then after, we're going to start the cancellation and the security procedure as well, okay? So please check your statements right now. I'm on the line with you.
Okay, hang on.
Yes, take your time. Once you're logged in, please let me know, sir, okay?
I'm logged in.
Okay, and now check all your statements thoroughly.
Do I click on to my account or?
Yes, click on account.
What am I looking for?
Check the statement, sir. If you see any unauthorized transaction, please let me know. Check your statements.
I don't know, man.
Alright. Now, do a thing. You just log out from your bank. Just come out of it. Yes, you can log out from your bank, sir. You can log out from your bank.
I'm back on home screen.
Alright.
Now, can you just confirm, Mr. Do you use any kind of application, it says ZIP?
Can you hang up for a sec?
Sorry?
Can you hang up for a sec?
Why, sir?
Can you hang up for a sec, what is?
Why do you want to hang up? Hello?
Hello?
I'm on the line with you, sir, okay? Once you're done, please let me know.
Hang on!
Yes, sir, I'm on the line with you. Hello, can you hear me?